Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
If you want to learn how to win championships,
that trophy went around and everybody got to kiss that trophy. It was unbelievable.
Ask a champion. Time to gain wisdom from 49ers Super Bowl champion Dennis Brown with Papa and Lund on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
All right, we're talking a lot about the weather, playoffs, all these kind of things, injuries, and the guy could answer all those questions. He's our good friend Dennis Brown, of course, Super Bowl champion with the 49ers, and you can hear him with Larry and I pre- and post-game right here on the Sports Center. He joins us courtesy of the Luma Guest Line. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, man? Have you recovered from that game on Sunday or what?
No.
Man.
My heart still hurts.
Was that the longest fourth quarter in football history?
I think the fourth quarter was over an hour.
The last two minutes,
Dennis, took 21 minutes of actual
time. Oh, my goodness.
Time.
And it just looked so confusing. You know, the referees even looked confused. And, you know my feelings about Dallas, and it was great just to kind of see them wet the bed at the end of the game there with, with Dak canning the ball off to the center. And then how about the referee running up behind and knocking the quarterback down? And, I mean, it was a perfect ending, I thought, for that football game, just to watch them. And then to see their fans just throw stuff, at the referees and, and then Dak kind of say, oh, it's okay to kind of do that. So it was for me, I hate Dallas, so it was perfect for me. I enjoyed it.
They wet the bed. I love that.
That's
I'm glad you used the wet. I'm glad you used the wet part of the bed.
Yes. Yeah. I went at University of Washington, and so Washington State, whenever they would kind of get into a game and kind of choke it and lose it, we always say they cooped it. So the,
ooh.
So the Dallas Cowboys cooped it.
Ooh. It's a good visual.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Dennis Brown is joining us. It's got to be easier. I think Joe Staley said this the other day. He was on NFL Network, and Joe said this. As a player, you had control over a game. So as you're watching that last part of that game, and it's going back and forth, and it seemed like the 49ers had won that thing three or four times, does it drive you crazy? Because as a player, you could think, okay, I got to stop this right now. But we're just all sitting there watching this thing, and like you said, you don't like the Cowboys anyway. You don't like their fans. You don't like blue and white.
Right.
So is it still like that for you? Because Staley, it's obviously a little bit different. I'm not calling you old or anything. But, I mean, is it kind of tough sitting there like, damn, I can't do anything about this?
Well, here's what got me is that I guess I really understand the rules. I didn't know, that in the round when it looked like Debo got the first down, but after they reviewed it, they moved the ball. I didn't know you could move the ball back. I felt really confused, those last kind of series. I didn't know that an offensive lineman could get into a two-point stance and still be considered set. I didn't understand why your quarterback, our quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo couldn't wait. I mean, was he that anxious to try to get that first down when it was like first in inches? He could have leaned and got that first down. So I think I was just confused. I was like, what is going on? I mean, do I not know the rules? Am I that far out of football that I don't understand what's going on? But, it turned out okay. But I really felt confused the whole fourth quarter, the offsides, the hold-ins. It was just so many penalties, I really felt confused. Like, what's going on? This is supposed to be when you're at the top of your game now. You're in the playoffs. And it was kind of sloppy. And I think the referees, and how about Dallas? I mean, they can't figure out, you know, they have a great play, a fake punt, and then they keep their punting team on the field. It just seemed really confused to me. And it was kind of frustrating to watch. But like I said, it turned out okay.
Yeah, the point is they got out of there with a win, and I think now going to Lambeau on Saturday night, they're going to have to play a tighter football game. And certainly if they get a lead, they can't let make mistakes like this, or Aaron Rodgers is going to make you pay, which leads to the game. But let's just start with the weather. What's the coldest football game you ever played in?
I think it was probably in Green Bay, and I can't think of the year. It must have been 97. Or so, because I think it was my last NFL football game, but it was a playoff game, and it was in Green Bay. It wasn't snowing. But it was in the minus. It was below
the NFC Championship game when you lost 23-10 that game.
I think that was it. And Steve Young, he had the he had the rib injury, and he was trying to go out there, but he couldn't. And then Elvis Gerbeck had to come in. And it was cold, but it's a different, I mean, being from the West Coast, it's a different kind of cold. Now, once you're in the football game and you're running around, I mean, the cold really doesn't bother you. It's just when you have to get to the sideline, and, you know, try to stay warm. You know, we used to put those big cape jackets on, and we had some heaters on the sideline. You know, someone said, I think John, you might've said it. They have heated seats now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that makes a big difference. But back in the day, you know, it was just kind of those big jackets, and you put your foot on the heater, in front of the heater, and you hope your shoes didn't melt. But it's a different kind of cold. It's a different kind of cold. I mean, because it kind of, as they say, it kind of pierces your bones. And, you know, being a West Coast guy, I mean, I really felt it. But, you know, I think, you know, some guys come from that type of weather. They've played it in college or played it in high school, and they've grown up with it. But West Coast guys, I mean, that shite hurts. I mean, that is cold weather. But but if you're in the game, you know, it's not really a factor, you know, because you're in the game and you're moving around and you're staying warm. It's just those cats on the sidelines. So you got to figure out how to get in the game so you won't freeze on the sideline. You got to figure it out. Coach, how can I get in the game?
You need a third tight end, a fourth tight end. I just need to go in the game. Just
yeah, you can't stand on the sidelines or you'll freeze. You'll freeze to death. You got to get in the game somehow. Let me get on some special teams or something. Jeez.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Hey, DB, Dennis Brown is a Super Bowl champion. We're previewing the 49ers and the Packers, which is coming up Saturday here on the Sports Leader. So Jimmy Garoppolo's got a thumb. Jimmy Garoppolo's got a shoulder in the Dallas game. He got knocked down, thought he was going to hit his hand, put his elbow down, which jammed his shoulder. So if you're a defensive lineman and you know, especially on a what is probably going to be a rock-hard field in Lambeau, that the other quarterback has a thumb and a shoulder injury, what are you doing?
You attack. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. That's the mentality of a defensive player. I mean, you want to attack. I mean, I don't know what shoulder it is, but you want to attack that side. If there's any opportunity, and like you said, that cold, wet, hard turf, I mean, if any time you can sling them around and slam them, you know, that's what you want to do as a defensive lineman. And that's just the nature of the game, nature of the position. So, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo was beat up, and, you know, we put that toughness on him. But he's going to have to, you know, kind of, I guess, fight through it, you know, because, you know, I think this team needs his experience, especially this week. I don't think this is a week you kind of reveal your, your Trey Lance and whatever package he runs. I think you need that experience on the football field. But Jimmy Garoppolo's beat up. I mean, he's been beat up for the last four seasons. And, you know, this is, you know, he's got a thumb, he's got the shoulder. You know, I'm sure that ankle kind of bothers him a little bit. So he's beat up, but he's got to push through it. This is an opportunity to compete for a championship. And I think Kyle Shanahan feels a lot better. You know, people kind of say he doesn't trust Jimmy Garoppolo, have any confidence. But I think he believes that these are the games that Jimmy Garoppolo's kind of made for. So, got to tough it out. I don't know. Shoulder in the quarterback, you would think that would affect every single throw if it's a throwing shoulder. And, you know, we have to see how the accuracy is going to be when the game starts. But it's going to be cold. You know, we used to put Tiger Balm all over our bodies and wear, you know, put a sweatsuit on just so your body would heat up.
Oh, I love Tiger Balm.
Stay heat. Oh, it's the best. I mean, I remember Ronnie Lott used to put it all over his body and then, like, put some long johns on and then go out and do his warm-ups and just dripping with sweat. I mean, that'd get you warmed up. I mean, whatever it is you got to do today or for Sunday's game, you got to get her done because, you know, this is going to be a tough game. I mean, I think the 49ers match up well. They played well against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. But I think this is a different Aaron Rodgers. I think he's playing with a real big, big chip on his shoulder now. And, you know, he wants to get after the 49ers because the 49ers, frankly, have embarrassed him quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of years ago in the NFC Championship game, and then Week 12 that very year, their pass rush overwhelmed them. But they changed when they came in Week 3. He quick-passed the 49ers. He got the ball out quickly. Which leads to, you know, how do you rush this guy knowing he's going to get the ball out of his hands fast? And then secondly, how is tackling impacted by the cold weather? I keep seeing this big back they have. And, you know, Aaron Jones is a really good player. But A.J. Dillon, the young guy at Boston College, weighs 250 pounds. And we talk about, you know, Nick and Quadzilla. He's got one on his left leg, they call it Quadzilla, and the other, you know, quad he has on his right leg, they call it the Quad Father. He is thick. Is it harder to tackle in cold weather? Do you worry about missed tackles in a game like this?
No, I mean, tackling is basic football. I mean, tackling is just, you know, where you're, you know, your leverage, you know, seeing your target, you know, tackling through your target. So cold weather doesn't really affect tackling. I mean, tackling is just part of the game, and you just got to wrap up. But, you know, this is a game where tackling is going to be important. I mean, you got to get guys on the ground. And you know, that's basic football. So, you know, weather doesn't affect your tackling. Tackling is something, that's your technique. I mean, you can do tackling in rainy weather, snowy weather, heat, whatever it is. It's all about your technique. You know, looking through your target, seeing your target, and running through your target is what I was always taught. And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's a smart quarterback. I mean, he doesn't throw interceptions. He protects the football. And you saw, you know, when they came into Levi's, it's going to be quick. He's not going to sit in the pocket and wait for this pass rush to get to him. He's going to get the ball out of his hand. So as a defensive lineman, you have to have control rush, but you got to get your hands up. You got to get your hands up. You may bat one down. You may tip one. You may make him kind of redirect the pass, but you got to get your hands up. The ball's going to come out fast. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a guy that you can kind of blitz a lot because he knows all the blitzes. He knows how to beat all the blitzes. So he's a smart quarterback. You have to attack him, but, you know, it's going to be coming out fast. You got to get your hands up, but you have to have control rush. You can't let him have an open passing lane. You really have to have sticky coverage on the back end, and that's going to be another challenge. Ivory Thomas is doing, he's growing up in the NFL. He's doing a lot better, but he's going to have to really be aware of his technique because Aaron Rodgers, I can guarantee you, Aaron Rodgers is going to go right at him. He's going right at him very early. If we talk about defensive linemen going after, you know, injured quarterbacks, you know, quarterbacks going after young safeties or young quarterbacks, that's what the good quarterbacks do, and that's what Aaron Rodgers loves to do.
You know, we're speaking to Dennis Brown, talking Packers and 49ers, popping Lund on the Sports Center. I was trying to think about this last night. I don't think I've ever seen Aaron Rodgers. I know it's happened, but I don't think I've ever seen myself, Aaron Rodgers, lose a football game in which the defensive line wasn't a major factor in getting to him. And I can remember in the playoffs, teams getting to him and just causing him problems. And, you know, so it's a good matchup for the 49ers in that, just like 2 years ago, they can harass him and they can run the football to keep him off the field. Because to me, those are the, in some order, the run game and the pass rush and just the general pressure on him. Because if he's back there, and like you said, you want to throw a blitz at him, great. They threw a blitz at Dak Prescott, and he hit Amari Cooper in the slot. He had been great against the blitz this year, too. I don't think you can blitz him. He'll shred you.
Yeah, he will. Definitely, because he's seen it all. He knows it all. And he's smart. He's got a strong arm to make all the throws. And, you know, and you're right. Aaron Rodgers is a guy, and the 49ers, the gold rush has done it. I mean, they did it, you know, 19. You know, if you get after him, I mean, he's the head of the snake. I mean, you cut that off, that offense doesn't move. But if he gets in a rhythm, it makes for a very long day. And he's got, and we, you know, I mean, he proved it. And he doesn't need much time. He proved it Levi's, last time he was at Levi's. He doesn't need a lot of time. He can score fast. He's a smart guy. He's a Hall of Famer. What else can you say about him? But if you get after him and put some hits on him, and have that pocket collapse from the inside out, and I think DJ Jones, Eric Armstead will have a big part of this win if they go out and they can pressure Aaron Rodgers from the interior of the defensive line and make him kind of get outside the pocket, because he's not going to run. He's going to outrun you. He's going to out scramble you maybe a little bit to save some time or gain some time to throw the ball down the field. But if you can get him off his mark and get him moving around a little bit and just harass him, he hates to be harassed. He wants to throw in rhythm. He doesn't want guys in his face. He doesn't want to see hands up. So that's why I say if the ball's coming out fast, defensive lineman, Eric Armstead, 6'9 or 6'12, whatever it is, get your hands up. Get into his vision. You know, that kind of stuff pisses him off. Then he gets frustrated. Then you can kind of work with it a little bit. But if you sit back and say you're going to blitz him, and we're just going to play really good. I mean, he'll eat you up. He'll eat you up alive. So it's going to be interesting to see what D'Amico Ryan's has, his game plan for Aaron Rodgers in this offense, because it's so important in the line of scrimmage, but it's also important that you don't lose guys on the back end because they can make some big plays down the field.
Great stuff. Hey, DB, yeah. Looking forward to seeing you again on Sunday. Hope they can keep this thing going, and we'll be nice and warm in the studio.
Papa, yeah, that'd be awesome. That,
but we will. We'll be nice and warm in the studio. It'll be nice.
Definitely warm. Yeah. My warm and able. All yeah, right, guys.
See you, man.
Take care, man. Talk to you Saturday.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.